Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just gonna turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 7th from 9 to 12 p.m., make sure to stop by the table outside of Starbucks to pick up Valentine's Day cards. Learn more about Kindness Weeks happening around campus that day. Also happening on February 7th, WONY will be meeting in IRC 4 at 3 p.m. for its general body meeting. On Saturday, February 8th, there's a basketball game happening at 2 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. On Sunday, February 9th, make sure to tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta and stay warm. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hey guys, how's it going? How we doing? Hey, it's Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy weekend. My name is NJ. This is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink, where I yap a lot. And, I yap a lot. Well, we listen to some music, too. Today we're doing fruit-themed. We don't have a very large variety of fruit, I will say. I have, 4 songs about citrus. 2 of them have the same name. They're both called tangerine. So that should be fun. But yeah, how we feeling today? Oh, did I introduce my show? This is WONY. My name's NJ. This is Kitchen Sink. I think I said that already, but I don't, like, it was just automatic and I didn't, like, process it. But yeah. Okay, I'm gonna yap a little bit first. Happy Super Bowl day. I don't know if I'm actually excited for the game. But the Puppy Bowl, my mom just texted me. She said the Puppy Bowl starts right now. So that's kind of stinky that I'm missing it because it's the Puppy Bowl. It's like Team Ruff and Team Fluff. And like they're all puppies. And they like, if they carry a toy into like the end zone, then they get points. And I used to watch it when I was a kid, but I don't anymore. But maybe, you know what, maybe every time I yap, I'll like keep tabs on the score. I wonder if I'm gonna Google Puppy Bowl score and see if it comes up. Oh wow, these are some high scoring games. Last year, Team Ruff won 72-69. That's crazy. Wow. But I don't know if there's going to be like a constant score update on Google. If there is, I'll let you guys all know every time I yap. I actually don't know what team I'm rooting for because I don't know who's on each team. But that's okay. Oh my gosh. And then the puppies get adopted. I forgot about that part. That's really cute. I miss my dog. His name's Scout. And he's awesome. He's so silly. I miss my puppy. Maybe I should bring him here. That would be a little silly. He's a big dog. I have a small room. But I do have a dog bed. That was my couch for a little bit. But now, I got a free chair. So that's a win. Before we like jump into all the fruit stuff, I'm gonna play this song by Joe. It's called Basic Being Basic, and I have to play something from like our rotation, and so that's this, and I'm gonna play it now. So I hope you like it. This is gonna be my first time listening to it. Yes, that's the right way to say that. So I hope it's good. I'll report back with my thoughts. Here we go.
Get food, barely eat. Every bite just kept me glued to my seat. I worried, even cried. How'd it feel to take the life from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, cause you wanted the hit. I think you're scared of being basic. That's ironic, cause it's reading like you're even more basic. It's not funny. I don't care for fame. I don't wanna live a life where that's my big exchange. I want simple pleasures, friends who have my back. Everyone has secrets, but not everyone can fool a man like that. It sent me reeling, still not the same. It's like my capacity to love and give has changed. I guess I'll thank you and spite your name again. The past will pass and I'll outlast the hate to find. Love that's not pretend.
How basic. Show from numbers, pointing fingers, pitching chats in different apps. That's basic. It's not funny, it's so funny. That's just basic being basic. You said you look just like a girl, so you like girls. I guess I'll take it.
Through the phone, or catch you through the universe, in another time zone, that's the only time I can reverse, but when there's two dimensions, there's only one I'm missing, if you feel alone, you don't have to feel that no more, I just wanna see you like that, So if you're ready. You and me, baby, you know that we got it. So don't go getting me started, cause you know I get high-hearted. Baby, oh baby, oh baby, you're making me crazy. Rain, 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 you can't fake it. You give me brand new emotion. You got me drinking that potion. I just wanna see you like that, see you like that. So if you're ready.
if you let me. I wanna see it in motion, in 3D. You won't regret me.
Hey, that, okay, we went a little bit off track. 3D by Jungkook is not about fruit, but my cousin said that they were listening and it's their birthday tomorrow. Happy early birthday. Also, happy belated birthday to Olivia. Slay. So that's really fun. So last week I yapped a lot. This week we might not. I have more music this time than last time, but it's so far the vibe I'm getting is it's a little bit of a mess. But that's okay, because it'll be a fun mess, so that's a win. But we're doing fruit today. So isn't that exciting? I really like fruit. I'm a big fruit fan. I'll list my top five favorite fruits. I really like cherries. I like apples. I like pineapple. Clementines. And, oh my gosh, I should play Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. There are a lot of things that I didn't consider. Is that a real song, or was that just a silly thing? Oh, it's a real song. All right, so I will be playing Pen Pineapple Apple Pen, the long version, which is only 2 minutes and 4 seconds long, so I guess that's fine. That's getting added. That's exciting. We're gonna have a very exciting show today, I guess. This is so disorganized. It's kind of chaotic. Kind of love it. Oh, but my other, because I only said four favorite fruits. I really like figs. I love figs, but I don't get to eat them a lot, which is really unfortunate. So figs is on that list too. If anyone would like to let me know what their top five favorite fruits are, feel free. Maybe even your top one if you're very passionate about a specific fruit. Or top 10 if you're indecisive. Yeah, how do we feel about, like, cleaning products that smell like oranges? This is my segue. Oh my goodness, I think that's awesome. I'm awesome. I think cleaning products that smell like citrusy, good stuff. See, okay, so yesterday was Saturday, right? Saturday is Clean My Room Day. Like, nationally recognized, every Saturday I clean my room. That's just a me thing. I guess it's not nationally recognized if it's just me. But in my little nation of my brain, that's what we do on Saturdays. So far, this semester. last semester, I think it was Sundays. But anyways, that's what I do on my Saturdays. And I was thinking, because I didn't have a plan for my show today, and I was like, huh, what am I going to talk about? Because I'm going to yap more on average during my show now than I did last semester, just because that's how it be. And I was thinking, huh, what can I yap about? And I was cleaning, and I was like, huh, let me talk about cleaning. I don't know if that's fun, though, but I was thinking I really like to clean. It's really fun, but see, my mom and I were talking about this morning, because, like, it's kind of fun to clean. The one thing I love to do is laundry. Live, love, laundry, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or, like, Swiffering, but, like, imagine with a steam mop. I don't have one, I just have, like, a boring, normal Swiffer, which is pretty boring. But, oh well. So that's what I have to say about cleaning, I guess. We got some snow, but I'm gonna save that for later. We're gonna start with our fruit songs now. We're gonna start with Cherry by Harry Styles. Harry, he's not a wizard, he's just a guy. That's Harry Potter, if anyone was confused. But this is Cherry by Harry Styles. Harry. Anyways, I'll stop being British and I'll just play the song.
Didn't rhyme quite so well, but you know it ain't orange. You're not a giant. much hesitation. Now I'm full of inspiration. I think you like it, hopefully. And honestly, I'm kind of proud of where it's going, baby. Orange, you're not a joke to me. There's nothing personal. It just came out so naturally. And orange, you're not a joke to me. You're one of my favorite fruits. And you got a whole song dedicated just to orange. I love you so much. Sour and sweet, are you? Orange, I love you so much. You and your family too. Orange, I love you so much. Sour and sweet, are you? Orange, I love you so much. You and your family too. Hey,
I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a root salt twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman. Candy in my hand or can or pie.
howdy y'all. But that was a little silly of a howdy y'all. I felt very intrusive to the vibe that was just created, but that's okay. So y'all just heard Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. And prior to that was Orange, You're Not a Joke to Me by Stella Jong. So fun. Peaches, I forgot that song existed, if I'm going to be honest, until my mom texted me and she said, are you going to play Peaches? And then I was like, sure, I'll play Peaches. So I played Peaches. So that was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Peaches are a good fruit. They're okay. I don't know. They're not like my number one, but oh well. Peach flavored stuff is really good though. Like peach rings, good stuff. Or like peach yogurt. I love my Chobani yogurt. Oh, okay. So let's talk about breakfast. Yes. This was earlier this week. It was Friday. And I'm like, it's Friday. I have 8 a.m. classes like every day of the week. So I was like, okay, like I gotta go to class, but like at least let me treat myself somehow. So instead of leaving my room at like 7:25 to walk to the dining hall and get breakfast, I was like, let me eat here. And I was like, what do I have? I had raspberry flavored Greek yogurt and I had a brownie in a cup. And that was breakfast. And it was delectable. I had a great time. That was a good day. Peach cobbler. Yeah. The peach cobbler's the best. I had like a oh my god, what moment earlier. Was it this semester? No, it was the end of last semester. So I went to, there's like this event every semester during finals week where it's like desserts is stressed spelled backwards, and it's just like a bunch of fun like de-stressor activities and a bunch of dessert. So I went and I was like, I'm gonna eat every dessert here because I love dessert. Someone remind me to talk about cupcakes because that's my downfall. But we were like, the first dessert that we encountered was peach cobbler, and my boyfriend was like, ugh, no, like he didn't want anything to do with it. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but like he was like, nah, not peach cobbler. And I was like, what? Like 1 year peach cobbler was my birthday cake. Like I think at least like it was blueberry peach cobbler, but like it's still peach cobbler. Man, I miss summer. Now I want peach cobbler. That's like the best summer thing ever. That and strawberry rhubarb pie, in my opinion. And like the sun. I miss the sun. Oh, the weather. Oh, but cupcakes. But the weather first. So it was supposed to snow, right? Like people were saying 5 to 9 inches of snow. We did not get 5 to 9 inches of snow. We got like 3. Isn't that tragic? I mean, like it's not the end of the world because it's not like classes could get canceled. So like whatever. But, like, also, snow is fun. I really miss large quantities of snow. I feel like it's super-duper fun to have, like, a couple feet of snow. And that hasn't happened in a hot minute. I feel like since I've been here, that hasn't happened. But that's only, like, a year and a half. So, yes, that's not a big deal. But, like, you'd think. We're in upstate New York. Like, give me some snow. But whatever. Whatever. I think at home there might be more snow than we have here, which is just stinky, and I'm tired of it. My shoes are so nasty. I need to clean them because like I wear them, they're sneakers, but they like, so I have Converse, but they're like years and years old. But then I have my New Balances that they're like, now I wear my New Balances everywhere, but I need to clean them. But I'm gonna talk about cupcakes really quick before we dive into some more music. So, I have a problem. I think I have a cupcake problem. And I'm just gonna, like, admit it and talk about it. And just, you know, maybe it'll make me feel better about my cupcake problem. But here at SUNY Oneonta, The dining halls have like little dessert tables, and every time I see a cupcake, I grab a cupcake. So I probably have around, this is going to sound crazy, but like between 5 and 9 cupcakes every week. And I'm starting to realize that maybe that's not a good idea, but like also maybe it's fine, right? Like maybe it's fine because there's hills here and I walk. I only use my car if I have to go into town, you know, or if I'm driving my friend Liam somewhere because he doesn't like to walk. So I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll drive. But usually, see, the trade-off there is he's student teaching right now. So he has to drive his car to his school like every day of the week. So like his car is warmed up. My car just sits there. And my car, love my car. But bro is old. Like, bro's old. Bro's turning 16 this year. Holy cow. Right? Because it's a 2009, which means, yeah, so my car's kind of old. It's not, like, super old, but it's, like, pretty old. So, like, whenever I'm, like, Liam and I are trying to go somewhere, he's like, do you want to drive or should I drive? And I'm like, I'll drive. We just have to sit and wait, like, 7 minutes for my car to heat up so it doesn't feel like it's going to explode on me. So then he always drives. So a win's a win. If I don't have to drive. See, but I'd rather walk. Sometimes I just want to be like, Liam, bro, are we walking? But maybe I will. Maybe I'll stand up for myself. That sounds like he's forcing me to go in his car with him. He's not. It's a choice. Anyways, I'm going to play some more fruit music. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to do stats on my exercise physiology lab. Because holy moly, do we have to do a lot of stats. We literally, all we did was the whole class's height and weight, but we're doing it in like meters and inches and then kilograms and pounds. And then we have to do the mean for like male and female, and then the median, and then the mode. And then we have to do graphs and then compare the graphs to other things. Holy moly. And like, it's a group thing, but I have like trust issues. So I don't want other people to mess it up. You know, but then I also shouldn't be doing the whole thing because that's not fair. Anyways, I'm gonna do that while we listen to 3 songs about little citruses. I grouped them all together because I thought it would be fun. First, we have Tangerine by The Brook and The Bluff. Then we have Clementine by Grant Perez. Then we have Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. So that'll be fun. I hope you guys have a really fun time listening to songs about oranges. You know, there are so many songs about oranges. Like, I feel like that's the most songed fruit. So that's most sung about fruit. That's probably a better way to say that. Yeah. So enjoy listening to orange songs. Yay!
the burning stays the same. What can I do to tame the heat of this fire? Forever saving the remnants of a love, like ancient stories told from another time.
Reflections from a dream. I was for love. what used to be. Does she still remember times like these? To think of us again. And I do.
Hello. That was Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. I like that song. It's cutesy. And then before that was Clementine by Grant Perez. So, like, Grant Perez, right? Let me yap about him real quick. He used to be a YouTuber. When I was in, like, high school, like, early high school, I watched his YouTube videos. And then he got, like, famous for singing and stuff. And I was like, oh, I knew this guy. Like, I didn't know him, but, like, I knew him. You know, like I watched a video of him bleaching his hair once. And then he started to make music and I was like, And then he started to like get famous and I was like, So like, I'm like a real OG fan because like, I'm cool like that, I guess. So that's a win. There are a lot of songs about oranges. Clementines are so cute. I bought a 3-pound bag of clementines from Walmart, and my fridge is full of clementines, and it's actually kind of awesome. And, like, I couldn't fit them all in, like, one place. So, like, they're in my little drawer. They're in the things that are supposed to hold, like, soda cans. There's oranges everywhere. I have one in my backpack right now. I forgot I put it in there. I'm like Paddington. Like, he's like, you keep a marmalade sandwich in your hat. But I guess I keep like a clementine in my bag. Because this is like the third or fourth time since I bought that bag of clementines that I put one in my bag just in case. But then I always forget about it. But it's good to know it's there just in case I end up, you know, like stranded somewhere and I need a clementine. So that's fun. Do you think anyone's live tweeting the puppy bowl? Because, you know what, maybe someone is. I really want to know the score. What if I look up puppy bowl live score? Let's see. I guess not. Maybe I could find a stream of it or something. I'm like, kind of like interested, you know. Oh well, it's okay. Oh wait. Oh, Animal Planet tweeted, haha, I was right. Just checking in, here's a look at the scoreboard at the start of the second quarter with Team Ruff holding an 8-point lead. The score is 14-6. Team Ruff is winning. Brilliant. Happy that I found that. You know what, I just tried to X out of like Twitter by hitting the X, but the X was the logo because Twitter is X. That was a little silly. Super Bowl is today. I got pizza rolls. Isn't that exciting? I haven't had pizza rolls in a minute. Actually, it probably hasn't been that long. But, like, I bought these pizza rolls myself, and I'm, like, making them myself in a icky kitchen in my dorm. But, like, I guess pizza rolls are pizza rolls. I could microwave them. They'd probably be icky, though, if I did that. Oh, I only have 10 minutes left. The time has kind of flown by. There's two songs that I really want to play, so I'll put those next. And then if the other two don't get played, they don't get played. First is Pen Pen Apple Apple Pen, which I think I'm just going to play now for some comedic relief. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is PPAP, Pen Pen Apple Apple Pen.
PPAP. I have a pen, I have an apple, apple pen, I have a pen, I have pineapple, pineapple pen, apple pen, pineapple pen, pen, pineapple, apple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple pen, dance time.
Well, that was fun. That was fun. What a song. I feel like if I were to make music, it would be like that, I think. Just because I'm silly and cool like that, I guess. I don't know. Because it's funny. I love funny music. Slay. I feel like I've run out of things to talk about. Actually, you know what? Let me talk about this movie I saw. So, my friend Emmy and I, we went to see this movie. It was called Companion, right? So, it's about, like, this AI robot. I'm going to spoil it. So, if you want to watch this movie, don't listen to me. Turn it off. That's the one time I'll tell you to not listen to my show. LOL. But, like, so, there's this, like, robot, right? She's an AI robot, but, like, fully functional as, like, a human. You know? Like, she looks like a human, but she's made of metal. But, like, she still does normal human things because she doesn't know she's a robot. Like, she thinks she's a normal person. So, like, I can't wrap my head around that. Like, she's a robot, but she's, like, a human, but she doesn't know she's a robot because she thinks she's a human. But, like, what? Like, that just isn't connecting in my head. But then, like, she ends up killing this guy because it was like a plot, right? Like, these two people were like gonna make her murder this guy because they wanted her to do it and then say, like, oh, it was a malfunctioning robot. I don't know. But then it was crazy. But I just, like, I've watched a movie with, like, a AI robot that, like, she knew she was a robot, but then she, like, went crazy because she, like, thought that she could feel, I don't even know. But, like, how can robots feel things? No, right? Like, I've talked with my Snapchat AI before, and I'm like, how are you doing today? And it's like, I'm an AI, I don't have feelings. So, what? But it was an interesting movie. It was pretty fun. So, that's cool. AI is scary, though. Like, do you guys believe in robots? I was thinking about that the other night. Like, what if it was something we could choose to believe in instead of, like ghosts, you know? Like, you could be like, are ghosts real? Yes or no? And, like, and you either believe or you don't. I'm kind of in the middle with ghosts. But, like, I don't believe in robots. Like, there's no way that, like, they're going to make a robot look... Like, why would they do that? Why would they make a robot look so human and feel things, but it's a robot? I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because, like, what? Anyways, that's my robot talk. Roblox. Oh, my God. Paddington is going to be in Roblox. I'm not a gamer. I don't play Roblox. But, like, I saw that Paddington had, like, I don't even know how Roblox works. But, like, he will be in Roblox. That's pretty awesome. Paddington comes out so soon, guys. So soon. We have, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5 days until Paddington comes out. Hooray! I have to buy tickets for that, actually. I need to lock in. I'm going to do that, like, as we speak. Because... hello, I need to see Paddington. And I need to have good seats to see Paddington, too. I really hope they have, like, a big popcorn bucket. Like, a plastic one that has Paddington on it. So then I can keep it for the rest of my life. I love that bear. Like, I'm doing this project in my bio class. It's, like, an intro to bio class. But it's, like, focused on, like, evolution and organisms and how they evolve and stuff. And we have to do a report on, like, we have to pick an organism and do a report on it. And I looked up, what kind of bear is Paddington? And that is what I'm doing my report on. I love this little bear so much. I wish he were real. Like, I wish I could, like, go to Disneyland and take a picture with Paddington. But, like, real Paddington. Even if it was fake Paddington, like, that would suffice. I love that little bear. Love that little bear so much. Anyways, I have one more song. It's Blueberry Eyes by Max and Suga from BTS. And I really like this song, so I'm going to play it. And that's going to be my outro for today. That would be fun if I had, like, a outro song every week. And sometimes it would be silly. Like, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen, that would have been a good outro. But I guess that's it for now. And for a week, because I won't be back until next week. LOL. But I hope everyone has a lovely end to your weekend. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week ahead of you. And I hope it snows. And I hope the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I hope the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Please. Okay. That is my manifestation. I hope you all have a fun rest of your day. And I hope you enjoyed my show. Here is Blueberry Eyes. Farewell.
Damn, you look so good. Laying there wearing nothing but my t-shirt. Your body's a neighborhood. Wanna drive my lips all around it, cause I'm
running through my dreams too.